Our soccer podcast is back. Daniel Carey joins me to talk about a packed weekend of action. I'm looking at the Mayo newspaper this week. You had a tough job squeezing it all in. It was a busy weekend. And to start with, well, lots of stories. We have Westport getting a great victory in the Super League. We have Castlebar Celtic's second team beating the champions, Balna. And a story about a narrow pitch. Start with Westport United, because that's what will lead us into their pitch size.
Yeah, it's a good win for them, Rob. Strait and Foxford United were the visitors to the sports park on Sunday. And It was 1-1 until the 91st minute. Strait and Foxford had actually taken the lead, a goal from Declan Smith after 12 minutes. Tom McGing equalised for Westport just before half time. Westport completely dominated the second half, but only created a couple of chances, and they had to rely on a last minute header from David Hoban to give them the points. So they'll be pleased with that. They drew at home to Ballina last week. This was a game they probably needed to win, especially when it was at home. But as you alluded to, with regard to the pitch, they're not entirely happy bunnies either. Basically, the Mayo League have demanded that they've insisted that there has to be a 3 metre space between the edge of the pitch. A 3 metre clear area extending from all sides of the pitch, effectively, if you have a fence or whatever you have at the outer limits. The Westport play in the sports park, which is surrounded by an athletics track. And because of that, in order to meet this 3 metre clearance, effectively, the pitch has had to be narrowed. Westport aren't happy about this. They play a fairly expansive game that tends to use the wings more than a lot of Mayo teams. And the club chairman, Frank Gillivan, has said the ruling has made a farce of the pitch. And he also questioned the timing, saying that the Mayo League are making up rules in the middle of the season. Now, I also spoke to Porrick McHale, the Mayo League chairman. He said that this has been a requirement, this 3 metre clearance has been a requirement for Super League clubs since 1999, and that it's a safety issue.
It took them a while to get that in then, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, as far as I can see, the rule is there in black and white. It simply hasn't been enforced up to now. There have been inspections carried out generally by referees at the start of each season. This year, the Mayo League committee members are carrying out the inspections themselves. So I do remember in GA terms, Moygowna's pitch was found not to be the full length size. Even though it had been previously measured officially and found to have been the correct size. So maybe there's a little bit of that going on. I don't know. We mightn't have heard the last of it, but both sides, if you'll pardon the pun, have kind of dug in and are standing their ground. So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, well, tough times for Westport, but the good news is Hoban's winner in the last minute will keep them happy anyways in terms of their title challenge. Speaking of title challenges and the title holders, not a good day for Ballina Town. They don't like losing to Castlebar Celtic any time in the last few years, but losing to their second team now has just got to hurt that a little bit more.
Yeah, it's a big win for Castlebar Celtic. Yeah, I was in Castlebar on Saturday night. Tight enough game. Most people who heard the result on Saturday night or Sunday who hadn't been at the game, which obviously included most people who were watching the Champions League final.
Interesting clash.
Indeed, yeah. Funnily enough, I think the people of Castlebar largely voted with their feet. I don't think there was more than 25 people there. Yeah. But it wasn't an undeserved victory. There wasn't a huge amount to choose between the sides. As it was, Castlebar got two late goals. The first from Jonathan Maloney and the second from Mark Rowland. And it gives Celtic a bit of breathing space. Coming on the back of two away draws for Ballina, it leaves them further behind Eris Aintia, who are strutting their stuff right on top. Still 100% record after six games, although they had to come from 2-0 down to beat Snugborough 3-2 on Saturday night up in Cairn. I gather Snugborough a bit unlucky. They're bottom of the table, but they might have got it, but it wasn't to be for them on Saturday.
Another good podcast wrapped up within 5 minutes. Thanks for that, Danny, and we'll be back next week with more soccer news and hopefully better news for Westport's pitch size.